Former President Jimmy Carter was in Syria today. He met with Syria's president and with leaders of the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The U.S. State Department advised Mr. Carter against meeting with Hamas. The Bush administration wants to isolate the group. But Jimmy Carter says dialogue is essential if there's to be any hope of peace in the Middle East. The World's Aaron Schachter reports from Damascus.
Carter helped broker the historic peace agreement that Israel and Egypt signed in 1979. But he's proclaimed loudly and often that he is not in the Middle East this time around as a negotiator. At the same time, it's clear the goal of once again massaging parties to the bargaining table is not far from his mind.
It's very important that at least someone meet with the Hamas leaders to ascertain what flexibility they have, to try to induce them to stop all attacks against innocent civilians in Israel, and to cooperate with the Fatah as a group that unites the Palestinians, maybe to get them to agree to a ceasefire.
But there are those who believe Carter's trip is doing exactly the opposite of what he claims as his goal. Michael Young is opinion page editor at the Daily Star in Beirut. He says speaking with Hamas undermines rightful Palestinian institutions, especially the Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO.
The PLO remains the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people. The Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, is still the person authorized to speak for the Palestinians. If today the idea is, well, let's speak to Hamas at the same time, he does give legitimacy to the idea of circumventing Abbas and the PLO.
It is not true that Carter is undermining the PLO in this effort. He is strengthening the PLO.
George Jabour was an advisor to the former president of Syria, Hafez al-Assad. Jabour is now a Damascus-based Middle East analyst. He says not only is Carter helping Palestinians as a whole by attempting to bring all sides into the fold, he's providing a priceless service for the U.S. as well.
It is very good for the image of the United States in this part of the world to know that there is somebody who really cares for peace, who really cares to see all the sides.
But the U.S. and Israeli governments don't see Hamas as one of the sides. Both refuse to deal with the group, which they consider a terrorist organization. Rami Khoury, director of the Issam Faris Institute for Public Policy and International Affairs in Beirut, says the U.S. and Israel need to, quote, get over it.
You get over it the same way that the U.S. got over talking to the Viet Cong in Vietnam, talking to the insurgents in Iraq. You get over it like you did with the IRA in Northern Ireland, which is a terrorist group. You have to talk to these people because they're legitimate political players. And one of the ways you do that is you tell them, look, you do some things that are considered terroristic and you can never be fully engaged unless you stop the terrorism. At the same time, we understand that you have legitimate grievances.
But the Bush administration probably won't reconsider its stance anytime soon. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice made clear today what she thought about engaging the militant group.
Hamas has been offered many opportunities to come into line with international standards concerning the Middle East, and Hamas has been unwilling to do that. So I find it hard to understand what is going to be gained by having discussions with Hamas about peace when Hamas is, in fact, the impediment to peace.
A Hamas spokesman today said Carter met with Hamas leader Khaled Mashal and his deputy, both of whom are labeled global terrorists by the U.S. The three discussed the possibility of agreeing to a truce with Israel and facilitating the return of an Israeli soldier captured by Hamas and other Palestinian militants in June 2006. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Damascus.